Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our host, Dr. Tim Clinton, and his son, Zach, thank you for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and your support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. We want to be your daily encouragement to help you help others. For your life, your love, your faith, and your family. If you like what you hear, tell a friend, won't you? And join us on social media for more fresh content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now, let's join our host, president of the AACC, licensed professional counselor and marriage and family therapist, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm your host, Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. Hey, on behalf of my son, Zach, co-host, delighted to welcome you to join us for this special conversation with a dear friend you probably recognize, Dennis Swanberg. He's known as America's Minister of Encouragement. He's an ordained pastor, author, dynamic public speaker, renowned Christian comedian. Dennis travels the country tirelessly, bringing joy and laughter wherever he goes, speaking to people everywhere and anywhere. He ministers at our AACC events. He often speaks also to the hearts of men. That's his passion. Hey, another one, marriage. He's big on marriage. He's such a terrific husband to Lori and a dad who, by the way, loves his boys. Today we're going to dive into his new book entitled Grit, Don't Quit. Let's go now to our special interview with Dennis Swanberg. Dennis, what a delight to have you. Thank you for joining us here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family. Always great to see you, my friend.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys and to talk with you a little bit today about grit. And Tim, you've got it. And you know what I love is seeing that grit in Zach. He's coming on, isn't he? I was watching him on Facebook the other day after the men's conference and everything. I mean, he's on it.
Dennis, so, I'm trying to hold him back, but there's this little meme up on Instagram I like to share with the boys of this monkey holding onto a bulldog. It's just pulling him down the road about 100 mile an hour. That's how I feel, Dennis. But you know what? Yeah, you work with your boys. You understand family and the joy that's there.
And it thrills you. And Tim, you're good. You know, I've watched you for years, but I just have a feeling when you were his age, I don't know if you matched Zach. You know, I love you, man. I love you.
He's got a little extra spice to him, Dennis.
He's got some spice, and it's going to be interesting how he lives out that grace grit in his life.
Every now and then, Dennis, I have to chest bump him just to say I'm still here. Remember, I'm here on the block.
Yeah.
Dennis, I wanted to ask you, I know we're going to talk about your brand new book, Grit, and Don't Quit. And Dennis, I've been through it. I love the theme, but I was thinking about you and I thought, you know, a fun way to get started was just to ask you, Dennis, you've been making audiences laugh. You brought a lot of encouragement to people for years. But up front, I was wondering, especially I was driving in today, and I thought, I wonder if he ever gets alone and makes himself laugh. Do you understand what I...
Yeah. Well, I had to during the COVID,
you know. I'll bet you did.
During the COVID days, you know, I'd watch my the channel where you're watching Gunsmoke, and then Andy Griffith. And we know that's a channel for us older people when Pat Boone is standing there looking at you going, hey, have you thought about a walk-in bathtub? You know, but during those days, it's just me, you know, and Laurie's busy working. You know, I'd find myself, you know, talking to myself with Barney Fife. Oh, now listen, you can do it. Your body's not a lethal weapon. And then I'd feel like Jimmy Stewart from heaven. Now, Swan, no one's a failure who has a friend.
I saw a piece recently, Dennis, where kids, I don't know how many times an hour they smile, but it also said that they have 7 belly laughs about on an average per hour. And I thought, you know what? man, when's the last time we've laughed? You think about people. Most people walking around today, they look like they got a dill pickle or something they just took a bite into or something. And seriously, they just, it's just rough. Dennis, it reminds me, too, of Rocky Balboa. I'm not a good Rocky Balboa impersonator, but I do remember a line he said, you know, life ain't all but sunshine and roses.
Yeah.
In other words, there's times when you're going to get knocked down.
Yeah.
Dennis, you alluded to it. You've been through some, you've been on your own personal journey. We all have. We've all been through some dark times. We've been through some seasons that have been rough. There are times when you got discouraged, and I'm sure as we look to the road forward, Dennis, they're going to come again. And a lot of people listening, and that's why we're going to do this broadcast today, because we want to bring some help and hope and encouragement here to teach them how to have grit, how to press through. But take us back, Dennis, just in those seasons. You know, a lot of people say that people who are funny, you're funny, often operate out of their pain or their brokenness, and they often mask it over. And they use humor as a way to, quote, live in a different place. Is that true?
I think it's true for a lot of entertainers, a lot of humorists. It wasn't so much that for me early on because I had good mom and dad. I had good family stories and all. But life itself, when it enters in and gets a little rough along the road, then there are those times where you even entertain, even out of the pain, because I want to help someone else laugh. Now, at the time, I might not be laughing. I'm hanging in there. I'm okay on stage. But, you know, when I get off the stage, there's another 23 hours that I have to live. And sometimes I wouldn't find myself laughing during that time. But yet I would step up because I want someone else to be able to laugh. I want them to, I know they need it. But likewise, I need that too. So sometimes I have to make myself say, you know, hey, everybody might kid me about it, but I'm going to watch the Andy Griffith Show. Because I need to laugh at old Barney Fife a little bit, you know.
Dennis, I remember when COVID hit, everything was shut down, events got canceled. That's a rough season for you. And for us, because we do a lot of events. And you and I were trying to do a little TV back and forth, just trying to make people laugh, because we had to keep going doing something. But that's a pretty tough time for you. I wonder, and I know you started out the book, Grit, Don't Quit, with a little alluding to that season and the battle that was going on in your own heart and mind and in your family.
Because, you know, 85 events canceled. The other artists, same thing had happened. Then I'm going, man, do I need to go back in the pastorate or what am I going to do? Finances, you know, all of a sudden, you know, hey, you know, and, you know, you sort of get scared. You know, is it going to last a week? Is it going to last a month? And all of a sudden, the Mr. Positive, Mr. Encourager needs someone to encourage him.
Yeah.
And I called my father in the ministry, who I just buried last weekend up in Boone, North Carolina, Marshall Edwards. We called him Rabbi. I called him during that time, and he said, hey, you're going to do fine. He said, it's going to come back. You're going to be as busy as ever. And I'm going, well, yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Here we've come through it. I'm still going. I'm still serving. I'm staying busy. Praise the Lord. I had people that stepped into my world and helped me and encouraged me as I encouraged others. But it was many a night just waiting, wondering, dealing with depression really for the first time in my life. And I was glad I told my doctor. I want to tell folks out there, you know, you got to talk to someone. You know, have a counselor. It doesn't hurt to do that. We're all wonderfully and fearfully made, but God's gifted people to be encouragers and can see things and help us. So I did, and I'm glad I did. And I tell people about it because we all need a little help along the way. You know, that word grit is a word that really from hupomene, endurance. It's like being underneath the load. You're underneath the load. And sometimes we are underneath the load, but it's nice to know that Jesus could carry that, that backpack, not just 1 mile, but he would do it 2 miles for a Roman soldier. Likewise, we can bear each other's, burdens. We can, I can carry, I may not be able to lift that rock for somebody, that big boulder, but that smaller backpack, that smaller, I can carry that a mile for him or an extra mile. And those folks that step into our world and do that little, that's huge. I turn on Christian radio. I turn on Christian talk shows, podcast, ministries like you have. I'm going, and it, you don't want to do nothing, but you do something. And I'm going to click it on. I'm going to click on to Tim. I'm going to listen to that Christian music. And all of a sudden, it's amazing how God works through that to lift us up as we go through the grit, the sand, the earth, to have grit. And I tell you what, Jesus, there was no grit in him. I love that little phrase. I was talking to a gentleman, a wealthy man that had a big country club. And I said, man, you're two workers. These two guys, they're awesome, James. And he said, there ain't no quit in them. And I love that phrase. And you know what? That's what my kids need of me. That's what my grandkids need. My friends need. There's no quit in Swan. I can't quit. I'm not going to quit. My grandpa didn't quit. My daddy didn't quit. My mama's 94. She still hadn't quit.
Yeah.
People counting on us. But most importantly, just thinking about, when I think about Palm Sunday, when I think about Easter, when I think about the resurrection, Jesus, there was no quit in him.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit comes into us and gives us the same thing. Now, if anybody knows I'm a sinner, I sure know I'm a sinner. Tim, I know me. I know my imperfections. And I don't know if I'll hear well done, good and faithful servant. But I know one thing, I will see a friendly face. Someone who loves me, Jesus Christ, and puts his arms around me and will hold me tight. And I know he will give me all the grit I need to that day and time. To go through the dust like a deacon, serving through the dust. I can do that by getting up like Paul did and doing all that he did. He had grit, and because of he had that grit, we have those 13 letters. And, just thank you for grit.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host here, along with my son, Zach. Our special guest today is Dennis Swanberg. He's known as America's Minister of Encouragement. He has been making audiences laugh for decades. He's one of the funniest guys I know. He's so much fun. Dennis has a brand new book out called Grit. We're talking about grit. Don't quit. It's something that I think everybody needs. Dennis, you're quite a storyteller. Obviously, that's part of the wiring, the DNA that's inside of you. This book is packed full of stories. You opened up to talking about your father, Floyd. Everybody's got some stuff that goes back in the tank, if you will, that they pull up when they need to. And your dad did that kind of thing for you. His favorite verse was Julie's favorite verse, Proverbs 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and Dennis, that stuff about trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understandings, but in all your ways, acknowledge him.
God,
he'll direct your paths and more. But your daddy taught a lot of these lessons, which, by the way, those are the seeds, by the way, you begin to see later on in life continue to surface. And they matter because it's a wellspring of life and hope. And then you throw in a lot of inspirational quotes. I love Tony Robbins' piece you threw in there. It's our decision, not our conditions, that ultimately determines the hope and the quality of our lives. Dennis, you're right. We've got to go back to the well every now and then, don't we?
We go to the well. We go to the book. We've got to have the book, the Word of God. And I don't care how many degrees you have or no degrees. Everyone needs this book. Everyone can nurture from it. I'll have people say, man, I wish God would just speak to me. I said, well, just read the Bible out loud and you will
hear
that.
And I love that. You know that?
He will hear you. And when you pray, if you want to stay on target, because I get off real easy, pray out loud while you're driving. Talk out loud. Hear yourself, what you're saying to him. If you just sometimes are quiet, you get distracted and all of a sudden your phone goes off or you vibrates, you're thinking about something turning. But when you talk out loud, you hear yourself talking to him, and then let him talk to you. I put this on the back of the book. You know, you are human. We all are. We're fallible, imperfect, living in a difficult world that's often cruel. We've been there before, might be there right now, and will certainly be there again. Man or woman, young or old, just off the starting line or near the finish. You know, we all need grit, and we need to keep on. I need to keep going for my grandkids. They need to see that I am not going to neglect the church. You know, Hebrews 10:25, let us not forsake the assembling together, but come together while his day is drawing near. If the Lord tarries and they are 70 one day, I want them to recall that Papa and BB were about the Lord's business. They were going, they were doing, they were serving. They were at VBS. They were at this conference. They went to church. So, you know, like you said, it matters. Those coming after us.
Yeah, a lot of people want to quit. I mean, there are a lot of times when, and our kids and our grandkids are going to hit the wall, and they're going to want to quit. Somewhere we get there are reasons for it. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. But Dennis, in those moments, those are the times when you have to white knuckle it. Somewhere you've got to press through. You cannot. Looking to the author and finisher of our faith, they don't grow weary. You're talking about speaking scripture over yourself. Go into Galatians 6. Don't grow weary in well-doing, but in everything. You know that? Keep pressing on. Don't quit.
And I know people. You don't have to wait for a big bolt of lightning, because you're probably not going to see a bolt of lightning. You're not. You may not hear it. I'm determined. I'm going to keep going. You know, I love that about folks that have even addictions, that, okay, they fall, but they get up. They may fall later, relapse, but they get up. Well, you know what? I can gladly tell them, I'm proud of you. You're not quitting. You know, you're not turning it in. You're not killing yourself. You're going to make it. And then you meet someone else that says, hey, I've been clean for 25 years. How'd you do it? Well, it's not fanfare, but I grit. I went through and I came out on the other side. It was long. It was hard. It's like the 101st Airborne in World War II. There they are. They're surrounded all these days. How'd you do it? Well, you know, just one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. Grit.
In due season. It's because in due season, we will reap a reward if we don't faint. In other words, there's hope here too. Connect the two for us, Dennis, because hope has got to be connected into this. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Laughter is a good medicine. Come back. Somewhere you're believing that there's going to be something that we are aspiring toward, and that God somehow is going to see us through, that ultimately we don't, as Warren Wiersbe would say, we don't fight for victory, we're fighting from victory. We are more than overcomers through him that loved us. That's the message that you're trying to get through here.
Because of the world's hope, people's hope, is hope may or may not happen. For you and me, hope is a deal. It is a reality. It is steadfast. It's going to happen. We have that and know that by faith. That's different from just some, well, I hope it happens. I hope we have a good day tomorrow. In Christ Jesus, you can count on it. You can bank your life on it. When my dear buddy with Parkinson's this last week finally breathed his last, you know, he hung on for 2 years. You can't walk, can't do this, can't talk, can't hardly communicate. I said, Keith, don't quit. Don't quit. The hope is coming. You're going to see Jesus. And he saw Jesus, and he's with Jesus, and we're going to have eternity with him. So that hope is steadfast, that endures like an anchor, and an anchor that never fails. And he is our anchor.
Hey, there are a lot of things that push against us, that come against us. Fear, the real concern about failing. And by the way, going it alone, that we may lose friends. How about suffering? Dennis, I'm going through your book. I'm thinking about all the stories you were telling, from writers like Grisham and Clancy to Jim Elliot and suffering, and how all that stuff can just, you know, it can be a war zone. And Dennis, and you know what? The truth is, the evil one wants you to quit. He wants you to shut down. He wants to take you out of the fight, because if you have any value to God, all hell is going to be against you. If you are going to influence a generation for Christ, Yes, sir. He wants to take you off the map, get you out of the game. Hey, maybe you should go collect some seashells over on the seashore or something, Dennis. You know what I'm saying?
Beware. He's going to try to get to me by getting to you. And so I have to tell my loved ones, beware of Satan. Who do you love the most? Who do I love so much? Well, we love our family. He's not only going to come after you and me, he'll want to come after them. He'll want to come after whatever he can do to try to slow us down. But we have to have a holy resolve no matter what, and be an encourager to our loved ones and our family to let them know this is the world that I'm in, but it'll be worth it all. And it is worth it all. It's worth it all right now as I talk to you, to know that I have that hope with him, even though I know of my sin, I know of my failings, I know of my fears. I still, you know, I worry even about the future. You know, am I going to be okay? You know, and someone will say, well, Swan, has the Lord taken care of you for 70 years? Well, yeah, well, he's going to take care of you the next 70. Well, I know that.
Amen.
But fleshing it out. So what? Here it comes down to this. This is my battle, Tim. I got to have the mind of Christ. And when I look at my heroes in the book, I have Dr. Dobson, you know, he and Miss Shirley, married 63 years, called me, you know, last June and just out of the blue and called me and talked to me. We just reminisced. And that when we hung up after 20 minutes, I sort of thought like, why'd he call me? Well, I mean, we weren't talking about doing something or a project.
Wanted to be encouraged.
I needed that. On that day, I needed it because I was tempted by someone to go humor and just with the secular, which is nothing wrong for some people to do that. But after his phone call, I told my buddies who was in the car with me, I said, the decision's been, I'm sticking with the church. I'm sticking with God. I'm not going to go somewhere where I leave God out of it. That's not me. But he called me. You know, I just... And you know how he is when he calls you. I don't call him. He calls you. He calls us most of the time, you know. But God will give you that. He will give you that something. He might even play a song on the radio that you just needed to hear.
Dennis, we're fighting time here, but I want to close this way.
Okay.
Somebody out there who maybe is wanting to give up on God, maybe give up on their marriage, their kids, maybe wanting to give up on themselves. They're tired. Been a fight. Not sure. They're confused. They need a word right now. It's like this is a moment. It's like, okay, they've turned the dial up, and they're saying, God, I need help, and I need hope.
And I would say, I want you to say it out loud. And you say it to him, be honest, God, I need you. I'm tired. I'm weary. I need your mind. I need the mind of Christ because I'm wanting to rely on my own mind, my own ability or someone else's. But I need you in me. And I'm not going to quit. Righteous means taking the right step, each step, just going forward. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it like Jeremiah did for 40 years. I'm going to do it. I'm going with God. I'm like poker on TV, Texas poker. I'm putting everything I got, everything on
all
Jesus.
In.
All in. All in. All everything in. On Jesus Christ, period. And I'm going that way. The other way, any other way, no real hope. Real hope that happens is when you're all in on Jesus.
Ooh. Go with God. If you heard anything today, go with God. Seriously, don't give up on him. Because you know why? He's got grit. He's not going to give up on you. Dennis, what a great book. Grit.
Don't quit.
I love that. Even the story about Churchill, Teddy Roosevelt, all of them are in that book. And
I should have put Billy Graham in there, but I didn't. people have
shame on you. Shame on you now, Dennis. What a great gift to us all. You are a gift to us all. Dennis, we love you and appreciate all that God's doing in and through you. I think your best is ahead of you, my friend. Let's keep rolling. For more information about Dennis and his new book, Grit, Don't Quit, go to DennisSwanberg.com. DennisSwanberg.com. Thank you so much for joining us here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, we pray God's richest blessing on you and your family. Be sure to join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us, tell us how we're doing, and maybe ask a question or two, or simply for more information on our resources and upcoming events. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.